This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Charles Brenner, the Roy J. Carver Chair of Biochemistry at the University of Iowa and Chief Scientific Advisor at ChromaDex, the makers of True Niagen. He's here to speak with us today about the surprising science behind aging. Dr. Brenner, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
And great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what is NAD and what has your research revealed about this?
Fantastic. Well, everything that our body is and everything that our body does is powered by the conversion of fuels and oxygen with the assistance of a molecule called NAD. NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, and it's the central regulator of metabolism. It's the central catalyst that makes all types of biological transformations possible. I mean, that includes everything from thinking, breathing, moving, growing and repairing skin, hair, and muscle, even the beating of our heart and our resting metabolism and our sleep depend upon NAD. Essentially, my research shows that NAD levels are highly responsive to stress, which can be anything from a sunburn, time zone disruption, consuming too much food or alcohol, or getting over an illness. Anything that requires repair of DNA, detoxification of oxygen-free radicals, or even synthesis of our own androgens and estrogens uses NAD and NAD-related compounds. And this is pretty surprising, right? Because NAD is a central regulator of metabolism, and we want our metabolism to be optimum under those conditions of metabolic stress. But it turns out that those types of metabolic stresses and aging lead to declines in NAD.
Continuing on, what is the relationship between NAD and aging?
Well, the relationship is that our metabolism and our resiliency declines in aging. And it turns out that the central mediator of our metabolism and our resiliency is NAD and a couple of other related compounds, like the most important of which is called NADPH. So these molecules, which mediate all of the things that we need our cells and tissues to do, I mean, to transmit ideas, to move our muscles, to recover from damage, to repair our skin, all of these processes depend on levels, healthy levels of NAD and NADPH, and these molecules decline in conditions of metabolic stress, and they decline in aging. Now, before you get too discouraged, I want you to know that we've made some important discoveries that we think can allow people to age better. And essentially, the central discovery is a new pathway to boost NAD. So it's through a vitamin that our group discovered called nicotinamide riboside, NR. It's been commercialized as Niagen. And this vitamin effectively boosts NAD because it's easier for our cells, including stress neurons and even a failing heart, to replenish NAD with this compound, NR. And the NAD boosting benefit of True Niagen has been proven in human clinical trials and has been studied by 90 or 100 academic institutions around the world.
And certainly is good news to hear. So taking that even further, what is Niagen and how is it related to NAD?
Right. So NAD is called a coenzyme. And, you know, coenzymes are these catalysts inside all of our cells. as I said, everything that our cells do depends on the conversion of fuel and oxygen, you know, to energy and to things like androgens and estrogens, requiring NAD as a catalyst. And this NAD coenzyme, it's in our food, but when we eat food, we're breaking down the coenzymes into what are called precursors or vitamins, and that's part of our diet. That's the micronutrition in our diet, and we use these vitamins to build back up to the coenzymes. So NR is a recently discovered vitamin precursor of NAD, and of the known precursors of NAD, it's the most efficient, it's the most highly active and potent of those. So other NAD precursors that you might have heard of are niacin or nicotinamide, and this doesn't have the limitations that those compounds have.
Today we're speaking with Dr. Charles Brenner, the Roy J. Carver Chair of Biochemistry at the University of Iowa and Chief Scientific Advisor at ChromaDex, the makers of True Niagen, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Brenner, does increasing NAD levels have any other benefits besides anti-aging, and are these potential benefits being studied in clinical studies currently?
Sure. Well, you know, what we set out to do in the laboratory is typically to measure animals' responses to metabolic stress. And so, you know, for every one study that looks at aging or lifespan extension, there's another, you know, 25 or 50 studies that are looking at different types of metabolic stress. And what we've shown is that NR reduces fatty liver disease in the mouse. It improves blood glucose regulation in the mouse. It prevents the development of diabetic neuropathy in mice, and even reverses chemotherapeutic neuropathy in rats. NR protects against dilated cardiomyopathy, a type of heart failure, in mice, and also protects against central brain injury. The mechanism by which it works is that NAD is essentially under attack in all of those diseases and conditions. And we also know that NAD declines in aging. So the first critical experiment that we did in human beings was to test whether you can take this NR, this preparation of NR that is called Niagen and that is available from ChromaDex, and to see whether it will increase human NAD. And we were able to show that in 2016, and I believe there's been another three or four published clinical studies showing that Niagen safely elevates human NAD. So, you know, you can't really do a human aging study, right? Because how much time do we have to, you know, measure lifespan? So, but what people are doing is they're looking at how nicotinamide riboside can improve wellness in healthy human populations by boosting their NAD, as well as looking at whether NR can address some of these diseases and conditions of metabolic stress. Thus far, there have been some pretty encouraging results. So there was a strong tendency of NR to improve people's blood pressure that had moderately elevated blood pressure. And there was also a very strong tendency of NR to lower fatty liver in overweight adults. Right now, there's another 15 or 20 clinical trials that have been registered testing everything from mild cognitive impairment, heart failure, as I said, fatty liver disease, and a number of other conditions.
Well, Dr. Brenner, certainly fantastic news. We can't thank you enough for what you do in the space and for for introducing True Niagen and its options and benefits to the audience today as well. Where can listeners get further details on True Niagen and also on NAD? Any information there would be appreciated.
Well, you know, the first thing to do is to, you know, to learn about the science, right? And so there's an educational site called aboutnad.com where you can, you know, read all about NAD and nicotinamide riboside. And then, you know, this product has been FDA reviewed and safety tested in human populations. And it's actually directly available from True Niagen, TRUNIAGEN.com, as well as it's on Amazon as True Niagen. And so, you know, we hope that, you know, people will do their homework and learn that this is a real thing. This is not a miracle compound. This is actually a science-based solution to try to, you know, improve healthy aging.
Well, again, Dr. Brenner, we certainly appreciate your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to the opportunity of having you back in the future. Thanks so much.
Very much my pleasure.
We've been speaking with Dr. Charles Brenner, the Roy J. Carver Chair of Biochemistry at the University of Iowa and Chief Scientific Advisor at ChromaDex, the makers of True Niagen. And for further details, visit TrueNiagen.com. All links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.